Peter, he comes in at an apt moment because he will tell you exactly how the party started. You come in at a very apt moment, Pierre.
Am I?
Yes.
Oh, half time.
No, how did what's happened here? I haven't even. What's happened in the.
It's nil-nil. Robson hit the post, hit the bar for free kick. He even seen it, really.
How did Captain Rainbow's Universal Party come into formation?
Well, through an error.
You know, Peter had the WAP party.
No, I was doing it. I was doing the old whiskey on Russell Hart. I did it for 4 weeks and then captured it. But the old whiskey was president of the WAP party. His premise was that everyone should get what they want within reason, was the only thing. Another major facet of party policy was to sack Bobby Robson. But it was an ongoing joke. Anyway, I appointed George Minister
for confusion.
Everyone was appointed something or other. You could be whatever you wanted to be. Yeah. He was appointed Minister for Confusion. And subsequently, in his confusion, he has started this ludicrous party.
But it's really all part of the WAP party, you see.
Peter
was the wizard of WAP.
It's not a breakaway. The WAP party were able to absorb this sort of.
Yeah, but Peter's the wizard of WAP, you see, because he's the man that knows what's what.
Because
I mean, occasionally you've been around. You go to places that someone will point over there and he knows what's what. You go up to him, you ask him what's what, he won't be able to give you an answer. But Peter could, you see, because Peter was the wizard. And I was the Minister for Confusion, and I got so confused I went off and started Captain Rainbow's Universal Party. And it's been downhill ever since, but it's been helter-skelter, like. There've been some good times. I mean, once they're over, the disaster stories become great stories. I mean, they are the best stories. No one wants to hear success stories. And I've got so many disaster stories. It's wonderful.
We've got an entire volume for Stephen.
And I mean, have you observed the poster? This was the last disaster. This you must study. I'm releasing this series.
What's the matter with that? Why is it disastrous?
No, the poster's not disastrous. What it advertised was disastrous.
Oh, I see. Oh, yes, I did notice and notice 14th day of April.
Magic, mystery, math, and music.
Did anyone come?
There was a good crowd there, but
why did you go?
I went, but I got there late, and it was nothing happened as planned. Nothing ever does. But this is part of one of the facts of life. It's I'm afraid. So I've stopped planning now and I'm just going with whatever comes along. And looking for a miracle. And you might be sitting there, you might be that miracle. I mean, if I were to lay a bet on it, and I am a betting man, I would say the Sunday Times would be the last paper to do a story about Captain Rainbow's Universal Party.
Ah, well, there you're wrong.
I know, but because
the one piece of precognition which I have to hand to George was the snooker.
Oh, you got the.
Yeah, no, he rang up when it was what?
15:30. But I'd had this in my mind for a long time, and I said to Peter, the only time it will go to Blackball at 17-all, and Taylor will win. And I predicted this exactly, and it had been in my mind for some way back in the match that this was what was going to happen. The only time Taylor would be ahead would be on the very last ball, basically.
This I can vouch for. I wouldn't take the bet.
And
because I didn't want to. You'd have to offer odds. I don't like that sort of bet. So George won a meal of his choice, which, oddly enough, was a place called Simply Steaks, where they only serve steaks, and as George is a vegetarian, I couldn't really see much.
But
from the Brazilian waitress.
The Brazilian waitress who turned out to be a bit hairy.
Oh, this
Yes. I didn't realise she had such hairy arms. I suppose you could shape them.
Shadow arm. No, not her arm.